Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Jonathan Michael Jones, and this is not the Act of Worship podcast. That is done. That's over with. So, but I'm going to start doing something new as I compose and write music and really just about anything. I am just going to have, not at a set interval of time, but I'm going to have a podcast and recording for really whatever I want to talk about, but mostly primarily dealing with the music that I write, and maybe giving some commentary on this music, and sometimes it might not have anything to do with music. Sometimes I might just have my own thoughts and ideas I want to put out there, and so this is just going to be my thoughts, not on a particular topic necessarily, or anything derived from one sort of idea or concept in a podcast. This is just going to be me, and some of it might be random or seem random. But a lot of what I want to do is talk about my thoughts, my ideas, my musical compositions, what those come from, that sort of thing. And so I'm going to start today. A lot of this is going to be off the cuff, and so nothing too much prepared. And so I'm going to start today with a new song that I have written that's going to ultimately be part of a larger composition. And it's a song called Captivated, and at its foundation, it's really a love song, and the text comes from Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. And so I just want to give some commentary on that, how it came about this. So let me just read these verses to you. It's, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Depart from the peak of Amana, from the peak of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine and the fragrance of your oils from any spice." Now, the text that I've used to set to music is this, but with some modifications. A lot of times when composers are writing music, there have to be some modifications to the texts. Not always, but a lot of times. And so that's what I've done. You as you listen to the song, you can find it on my website, jonathanjones.tv. Just look at the media page, and it's under original sacred music. It's called Captivated. And you'll see that the text is derived from this passage of Scripture. And so this is a very intimate song. Now I wrote it not with anybody in mind. I'm single, happily single for now. And so there's nobody in mind necessarily. But I think more than an individual in mind, this is derived from the romance relationship between Christ and his church. The Bible speaks plainly about the church being the bride of Christ. And so this really is from the perspective of the groom. And so this could be used for individuals maybe who are in love with each other, who are married. This is written from the perspective of the groom, and it simply says, "You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes." And, you know, people, even I do this sometimes, when you hear wishy-washy stuff like that, it kind of frustrates you a little bit. It's a little sappy and a little angering at some points. But this really is a great expression of the marriage between Jesus Christ and the church. Why would Christ die for people who have utterly rejected him? Well, the type of love that takes is represented in this text. You have to wonder, what in the world do you see in me? I mean, a flawed human being. And if we could only see through the eyes of Christ that we are a gift bequeathed by the Father. And so he loves his church, he loves his bride, and his bride has captivated him, and he has died for his bride, which in turn glorifies the Father. There's one verse in this song that says, "You're beautiful and without a flaw." And that sounds kind of odd to sing, knowing that we are humans, we are radically depraved. How can we sing, "You're beautiful without a flaw"? Well, I think if you look at the church, at Christians through the eyes of Christ, you realize that we are seen in his righteousness and therefore without a flaw. It's not that by nature we are without a flaw. We certainly are not. We are born, conceived in sin, and radically dead and depraved. Yet, redeemed in Christ, we are beautiful and without a flaw. This verse says, "Come away with me to the mountain peaks, my bride." And it's sort of a sense that Christ is calling his people to follow him. He told his disciples, "Come and follow me." He radically loved them. And he radically loves us. And so that's kind of where this song comes from. As I mentioned, it's part of a larger work, but it really is, I think, a beautiful text. And I hope this setting is a beautiful setting that gives it justice. And so hopefully you can enjoy this piece of music. If it's too sappy for you, just don't listen to it. But this is my commentary on Captivated.